So my question is, we know the difference between Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster, obviously. Frankenstein's monster, that's the one we're talking about. Frankenstein was a little freak who put them together. But my question is, we know Frankenstein's monster is an amalgamation of different dead body parts. Do you think that he put a hammer on him?
For sure he did.
If you're making a monster, you're going to put the biggest hog you can find at the morgue, right?
I think so, yeah. you're not going to go no average hog, just the first one you can find.
If you're the type of freak who's assembling a man, you're playing God and you're assembling a man, you better put a fucking horse cock on that thing. That
German scientist.
Or, counterpoint, maybe you want to put a tiny, teeny little acorn on the front of his body so that he feels ashamed and he'll be more slavish and do what you want.
Well, we'll never know. It doesn't say. The book doesn't say.
Would you suck Frankenstein's monster's cock?
I wouldn't say he's the most unattractive of all the Halloween creatures, would
he's
you?
He's made of dead body parts. He's reanimated. Well, he's big and tall and brawny. He can hold me down.
Yeah, big, tall, brawny. He's kind of friendly, too, you know, because he's a little simple.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's kind of like,
I feel like he'd
well-meaning.
Be a generous lover. I feel
I
like
think
he'd
so
be
too.
A generous...
You could just order him around. That's what he's for,
Igor.
Arguably.
Okay, between Frankenstein's monster, Frankenstein, and Igor, who would you marry, fuck, and kill?
I don't know who Igor is.
You don't know who Igor is?
What? What's
You're
that?
Unfamiliar with the whole concept?
Yeah, what's that? Who?
Igor's the little fucked up, little scrawny henchman that does whatever Dr. Frankenstein says.
Have you actually read this book?
Yes! What? You didn't read this book? You were supposed to read it in high school. Florida education.
I didn't go to high school.
I
barely
not.
Went to high school.
High school was more of a social event for you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I read fucking Frankenstein. Yes, I did. And also, like, I mean, it's just, like, part of the general, like, thing.
Never heard
like,
of
Like, all the cartoons have that little, you know, he's like, yeah, yes, master.
Okay,
that
but I can picture
shit.
Him. Kind of like Dobby, but, like, a fat man.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. He's a little, he's a gopher.
Yeah.
He's a step
He's like
fetch
a vampire's it. Familiar, but for Frankenstein.
Well, yeah, that's the same idea. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, Igor the smelly little slave. Frankenstein, the dead body that's reanimated, or the monster. And then Frankenstein, the little, you know, the guy, the freakish scientist who wants to be God.
Have to marry the scientist.
You're marrying the scientist.
Killing Igor, I have no use for him whatsoever.
Not
and
as
fucking
a sex
Frankenstein's
slave?
Monster. No, Frankenstein's monster is the sex slave. What are you, crazy?
See, I'm fucking Igor. I'm keeping him in a little, in a closet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm tying him up. And he's there to fuck. I'm keeping him there.
Okay.
Then I'm marrying the monster. Because the monster seems like he'd be a great husband. You know, he wants a purpose.
He lives to
his
please,
whole thing,
really.
Okay, so the whole thing about Frankenstein, since he didn't read the fucking book in high school when
who,
he was
Who wrote
to,
it? Mary Shelley or
yes.
something? It's like a woman, right?
Yes, it was a woman. Invented sort of gothic
sick
horror, basically.
Feminine fantasy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So she came up with the whole thing, so she's definitely thinking about the monster's cock.
Yeah, for sure.
The hog. You flip the switch and his dick rises like a hammer. Anyway, his whole thing in the book is that he needs a purpose. He's been created. The purpose of creating Frankenstein's monster was for Frankenstein to feel as though
he was
God.
Yeah.
But Frankenstein's monster doesn't have any inherent purpose. So he wanders the earth. He's cast out and people think he's a freak. And he, you know, there's no reason for him to exist, and he's, you know, he's an analog for all of us. There's no real reason for us to exist, so we gotta struggle and grapple against the howling void of reality. But in this context, he's a monster, and he hates himself, and he hates his creator for creating him. But as a husband, I think he would have a great. I think he would fill him with purpose, right? To be a generous lover and to
a
take
provider.
Care of my, yeah, provider. We can go, whatever. But how do we make money with Frankenstein? as like an attraction, or like would you send him to work in a factory or something like that?
Well, you're right. Like, I feel like any hidden labor...
He could probably play for the NBA. I don't think there's any, you know, stipulation that...
I don't think he's quick enough.
The feet are sort of leaden. He's sort of like shambling and... Yeah. half alive. Okay.
No, but factory work could work.
Maybe the NFL. He could take a beating. Milkman.
Just because it's like...
Milkman? That job doesn't even exist anymore.
I thought we were in our imaginations here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, because it's simple work and... It's a set of directions, and also it happens in the wee hours before the sun has risen.
Okay.
And he's kind of cold, so he keeps the milk cold.
So we bring back the profession of milkman.
He needs a purpose.
For Frankenstein. Yeah, okay.
All right. Who would you fuck, marry, kill? That's on you.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, so I'm killing the doctor because he's competition. I'm taking his spot.
Right.
As the head of the household.
No, I understand
that. And I'm keeping Igor in the closet to fuck. He's my little sex rat.
You know, I really do love that, actually.
Yeah, my sex life, my bedroom with Frankenstein would bring a whole new meaning to Monster Mash.
Would you invite Igor in just every once in a while?
We'd both fuck Igor. We'd hold him down.
Love it.
Yes, master.
Okay, this is from ABC 30 Action News. That sounds fake, right?
ABC 30 Action News?
Yeah.
You could say any string of letters and numbers and say action news after it.
And it would
believe that it's real.
Okay, fine.
HQ 7945, action news.
Florida woman says...
W penis Christ.
Go ahead.
Action news.
Stop it. Sorry. Stop it. Florida woman says she accidentally stabbed, killed husband after tripping on rug.
Whoops. Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Oh, no. Right. I slipped and fell and murdered my husband.
All right. Put on your thinking caps because this goes in a couple of different directions at once.
It's a real stumper.
Lakeland, Florida. A Florida woman charged with killing her husband told investigators she accidentally stabbed him after tripping on a rug. The Orlando Sentinel reports Rachel Fidanian.
Oh, an Armenian. Fidanian.
Ooh, Fidanian?
Fidanian.
Okay. Of Lakeland, was charged this week with second-degree murder for the June 25th death of her 40-year-old husband, Bryant Fidanian.
Fidanian.
The 38-year-old suspect told Polk County Sheriffs that she was cutting pizza with a knife when the couple's dog came running into the house covered in feces. She ran towards her feces covered dog holding knife aloft with, I'm sure, marinara sauce, you know, a little on it already, tripped on a rug and then fell into her husband, stabbing him in the chest, unfortunately.
Oh, no, I accidentally tripped and fell and I stabbed you right exactly in your heart. Oh, no.
No, Bill, get out of the way.
You need a slide whistle and Hanna-Barbera, like, bongo drums.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking wretched. I mean, what a shit-covered, like, pizza death to, like, just blood and shit.
And feces, mozzarella cheese.
And fucking, like... frozen shit pizza.
Oh shit. They don't look like they have any teeth. Just, you know, if you can imagine.
No. Toothless Armenians.
Yep.
Oh my God. What a circus.
Middle of the state.
This is terrible.
It's going to get worse. Are you ready?
Yeah, please.
Man arrested for animal cruelty after dog found tied to post in floodwaters ahead of Hurricane Milton.
Oh, fuck.
By the way,
I'm going to sidebar real quick. Everybody's fine. Kelsey Ann's mom evacuated to Miami. And also, nothing happened really in Sarasota.
It was such a bad. What a fucking letdown!
It was supposed to be 15-foot storm surge, like literally the ocean coming in through your second story window. But none of that happened, and everyone's fine.
I saw a video of a news anchor like crying, a meteorologist on the news, being like, "This will."
Couple days before Milton, he was like, "I've never seen a storm like this." He was like, he had to like take a pause. Take off his glasses, dab his eyes, and go like, "I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional. It's just, this is like a nuclear level storm. I've never seen anything like it."
Oh my God.
And it's, I mean, by all means, he was right.
Yeah.
At that point, and it was supposed to be really fucking bad, but then it just dropped down to a Category 1 right before landfall. And yeah, it was Kelsian's mom's house got like a spring, like her plant got knocked over from the wind, yeah, but that was it. That was and it. So she just basically had a vacation in Miami for a couple days for no reason.
Apparently, so she got spooked the morning of, like the morning of, because there were a ton of news cameras like on her street because she was in the flood. Like
she's like right next to the water. Yeah, I mean, like,
if the
ocean's gonna rise, it's gonna rise into her house. Yeah.
And so she was like, oh, fuck, there's like Fox News like lining the whole street.
Yeah, cameras
like,
everywhere.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah. People being like, these unevacuated folks will die.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that. Yeah.
So she got in her car and went down to Miami. And apparently she had to dodge tornadoes on the highway.
So fucking crazy.
And then she had a really nice time in Miami.
Yeah. I mean, that storm surge is no joke, though. We watched a video of Hurricane Ian hitting Fort Myers and literally watched it. What it was supposed to be, this was 12-foot storm surge. It was supposed to be 15 feet in Sarasota. We saw a 12-foot storm surge come in and literally rip a house up off of the ground and fucking carry it away. Like, at the beginning of the video, there's a house there, and then at the end of the video, you can't even see it. It's not even still in the frame. The ocean just whisked it away.
But guess what? The Florida men and women inside the house survived.
Yeah, nobody died. Insanely.
We're survivors.
Even
we
still.
We are survivors.
Yeah, you're like cockroaches. You can stomp on you guys. You still.
I mean, this dog
around.
Survived. This is
tell me about the dog.
He's like a bull terrier. Like he looks like the Target dog. Ugh. And there's already water up to his like chest, and where they found him on the highway.
Oh, that's fucking awful.
I know. Like truly kill this man in prison. The former owner of a dog was left tied to a post off a Florida highway in floodwaters ahead of Hurricane Milton's landfall.
The dog was not the owner.
Former owner of a dog that was left.
Yeah, the dog
tied.
That was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Has been arrested for animal cruelty. The dog was found up to its chest in floodwaters off Interstate 75 in Tampa. Many residents were evacuating to Milton, according to the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. A state trooper rescued the dog, now known as Trooper.
Oh.
Florida Highway Patrol shared a video on social media of the dog tied to a post. Do not do this to your pets, please, was the caption.
No shit.
The former owner of the dog, identified by the Florida Department of Highway Safety as Giovanni Aldama Garcia, 23, of Ruskin, Florida, was arrested Monday for aggravated animal cruelty, a felony.
What the fuck, man? I mean, just put the dog in your car and drive away. Like,
I know. Yeah, apparently.
What's wrong with you?
Apparently, he said he put it there because he couldn't get anyone to come and get it. Like
what?
That's like what he said.
I mean, I believe it. Like this guy's thoughts are not connecting, but it sounds like he's the type of guy who's like just that dumb, you know?
Just hanging on to a few.
No, well, enjoy going to prison because you're too fucking stupid, dude.
Yeah. So then
I guess I'll just leave him outside then.
Yeah. He said, obviously, he's surrendering ownership of the dog.
Yeah, obviously.
They made him fill out paperwork. He's now in Tallahassee, where he's been adopted, apparently. Said, we said at the time, you don't just tie a dog up and have them out there for a storm. Totally unacceptable, and we're going to hold you accountable.
So he moved to Tallahassee, huh?
The dog did.
The dog moved to Tallahassee. The guy is still... I was going to say, that's like, you know, you don't have to... If he's moving to Tallahassee, you don't have to send him to jail. That's kind of like...
Yeah,
you know,
that's punishment
it's just
enough.
Same thing. There's, I was looking recently, actually, the Florida subreddit. There's a guy who had a sign at the Miami game recently. He was holding it up, and I think he was a Miami fan, and it says top 10 places I'd rather live than Tallahassee. 1, any of the Koreas. 2, Vietnam in the 1950s. 3, Diddy's house. 4, Hialeah, Florida. 5, Russia. 6, Yemen. 7, Ireland during the potato famine. 8, at sea during the BP oil spill. 9, in OJ's Ford Bronco. 10, Chernobyl. Yeah.
That's good.
But no, I'm sure that dog's being treated very well in Tallahassee. Trooper. Good boy, Trooper.
Dude, the Tropicana Field roof got ripped off.
I saw that. Yeah. High winds. Luckily, no, like, you know, the massive, horrific billions and billions of dollars of damages that everyone was expecting didn't happen, luckily enough. Like, it was supposed to rip Tampa completely to shreds, but because of that old Indian burial ground or whatever, just skipped right over it.
I know. Sarasota's so lucky.
I mean, it was supposed to be, like, nightmare, like, literally nightmare scenario. Like, Category 5 running straight through Pinellas County.
Floridians just don't care. Like, I was really annoyed with all the, like, sincerity about how bad it was going to be. Yeah. And I'm not even there. Because who are you trying to convince? These people, they're not going to be convinced. And guess what? You don't know them and you don't love them. So what is it to you if they evacuate or not?
Right. The, like, moralizing.
Because you're so invested in being right. And it's like the quote unquote right thing to do, which it really is. Like the logical thing to do to evacuate. Like you must have these people know that they must evacuate. Like, it was just too much. Leave us alone. Let us make our bad choices in peace. Go away.
That's the Florida spirit, baby. That's real talk. That's what Florida's all about.
Hell yeah. It still lives in me.
Confidently and valiantly doing something stupid to endanger your own life because you can.
Yes.
That's what Florida's all about, baby.
Yeah, get off me.
I'm reading that over 37,000 hurricane insurance claims are being denied by insurance providers in Florida.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Because hurricane homeowners coverage doesn't cover flood damage, even if the flooding is from a hurricane. So you gotta have both.
It's isn't really that awful. Fucked up? And flood insurance is so expensive. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm. In Florida it is. Because it should be.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it should. I mean, the whole practice of selling insurance should be illegal, frankly.
If you want to live in Florida, then you should just rent because these insurance are just so high. Just don't own.
Yeah, or just live in a vertically built concrete building. You know what I mean?
You still have to have flood insurance, though. Usually.
Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah. I just...
Not have to. I mean, not have to have, like, again, let us make our bad decisions in peace. If my house flies away, then it flies away.
But if your home is destroyed by a flood... you're not going to get a paycheck to get it rebuilt.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, but they also force you. If you live in a floodplain, you can't move into your house. There's no like certificate of occupancy unless you have the insurance. They force you to have the insurance to move in.
Which makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, you have to have car insurance to be able to drive a car.
I don't think you should.
Again, that's the Florida in you, baby. And I love that about you. That makes you a freak in the sheets. But, you know, I'm telling you, it's tough out there. What am I saying? That didn't make any sense. What a fucking shitty segue.
Terrible. Step out there, folks.
I would edit that out, but in the spirit of what we're talking about, I'm going to keep it in. All right, I have another current events type Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
Florida man arrested for brandishing machete at a voting site.
Ooh-y.
On October 3rd. Ooh-y. That's what you got to say. Which candidate do you think he was supporting?
Trump for sure.
Yeah, I mean, pretty obvious, right? But it'd be funny if
someone brought out a machete because they were Jill so Stein. Passionate about Jill Stein. Oh my God. Anyone
else. Motherfuckers' heads off
funnier.
For Jill Stein.
Love it.
On October 30th, a Florida man was arrested after allegedly brandishing a machete at an elderly woman during an altercation at an early voting site in Neptune Beach, the town's police chief said. The thing is, 71-year-old woman in Florida, I mean, she's likely about to vote for Trump
anyway. What's
so this was deal? Over some just random nonsense. Caleb James Williams, 18, raised machete over his head during an altercation with two women at the polling location, including one who was 71 years old, Neptune Beach Police Chief Michael Key Jr. said during a press conference on Tuesday. The incident occurred less than a week ahead of the November 5th U.S. election between Republican former President Donald Trump and Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris. Williams is in custody and has been charged with improper exhibition of a dangerous weapon.
That's a funny charge.
Not like attempted murder or anything like that.
Improper exhibition?
Exhibition. Huh. Brandishing. Hmm. An aggravated assault on a person aged 65 years or older. I mean, come on, dude. Leave grandma alone, for God's sakes. Attorney information for Williams was not immediately available. Williams was with a group of six miners who were there to protest and oppose the opposing political side, Key said, though he did not indicate whether any of the others in the group had been detained or cited. The group was there for no other reason but ill intentions to cause a disturbance.
Teens can't have any fun anymore. Yeah,
can't go out anymore these days. Hey, they weren't on their cell phones.
Yeah, look, they weren't online. They weren't on their cell phones. They weren't on TikTok. They were outside having good old-fashioned fun.
Exactly.
Just threatening people with machetes.
At the voting site.
It's sweet, actually.
Key displayed a photo that he said showed Williams smiling and holding the machete aloft in a parking lot.
He was taking
Florida Times Union reported that Williams was part of a group of...
boys.
A group of what supporters?
Trump.
There you go. Group of Trump supporters waving confirmed. It. Don't. It was a guess, yeah. Oh, don't blame me. I voted for Trump flag.
Oh, yeah. Well, damn. You know,
a machete.
I just think it's great that they're out of the house.
Go inside, Caleb.
No. Just keep doing what you're doing. Honestly, listen, life, you're on a wild ride, Caleb. Don't let anybody get you down.
That's right. The haters. Don't listen to the haters, Caleb. You keep brandishing your machete at old ladies in the parking lot. The Florida man dressed as a banana charged for whipping out his banana.
No way.
Happy Halloween. Florida man was busy celebrating the holiday and couldn't keep himself out of trouble. He was not only dressed as a banana for Halloween, but decided to whip out his penis.
Oh, cool.
As first reported by The Smoking Gun, Kyle Mortimer, 20 years old, was arrested at about 1:20 a.m. in Key West. According to the police report, the officer was flagged down about someone urinating on the sidewalk. Oh, wait a minute. I take it all back. Justice for Kyle Mortimer. I thought he was in doing indecent exposure for fun, but he was just pissing, man. Come on, let a banana piss. What fucking snitch went to the police and told on the guy who was taking a leak on the side of a building? How dare you?
Yeah, I actually find that repulsive. That's tattletale energy. I don't play like that.
No way, dude. I mean, come on. It's 1:20 in the morning, and the kid is drunk, dressed in a banana suit, and he has to take a leak. What does he need to... He's not going to go into Starbucks and buy a cup of coffee.
This is the thing, though. Like, it's this instance exactly that pisses me off, because it allows other people, when I say, we just moved in, and then I immediately got on and decided to find out if there were any, you know, registered sex offenders near me. Mm-hmm. And then people go, oh, well, but you never know, because I'm like, well, there's 25 in the 1 mile radius or whatever. And they're like, well, you don't know, like, what was just like someone peeing, and then they, you know... It's incidents like this that make me so upset that other people can use this as an excuse for sexual predators. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense to you?
No. It does make sense to me.
You're looking at me like it doesn't make sense.
I put
it's,
the pieces
okay,
together.
Let me put it like this. It's the same thing. Don't talk. It's the same thing as when a woman actually does lie about being sexually assaulted.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing that makes me more upset.
Because it takes away the credibility of all the other people who actually were sexually assaulted.
Yes, right? And it's like a refrain from naysayers, guys, I don't know, she's just lying. Like, you know, that's an idea that people used to have. It's gotten a lot better, but yeah. Like people used to have a prevailing idea that if a woman reported like a sexual assault, especially if the guy was like good guy in the community or some their boss or whatever, mm-hmm. that she's just making it up to, I don't know, XYZ.
Get
like,
something, get attention.
Yeah.
Get like power, like get money or whatever.
Or know. Like maybe she cheated, but like doesn't want to get caught. She's so like jealous, she's yeah. actually going to say that like he assaulted her so yeah. she doesn't get in trouble. Like people use that shit. And then, so I'm like, God, it really upsets me when a woman actually does lie, because it's like, don't give them any more. Don't give them any fuel
right. so
to say something like that.
You're pissed off at the guy who told on the banana for peeing.
Yes.
Because it discredits all of the actual sex offenders.
Yes. Now you're understanding.
Because now when you look on the sex offender registry.
And people always go,
maybe he was just peeing on a school in the middle of the night.
Well, maybe he was raping kids, too. So who knows? It can run the gamut. It can run the gamut.
That impression you were doing was of me, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
You're right. I'm glad you noticed. Okay, but that was, I just was being a contrarian. You know, you never know what people are accused. I mean, it's, you find yourself on the sex offender registry, it's probably you were doing something
you
pretty
went
bad,
through,
right?
You went through an insane 99% like, excuse. Of the time, you were like, what if you know, could have been a guy who, I mean, it went south so quickly.
Well, you get,
like,
I mean.
What about if it was a guy who really, really had to pee, his car broke down, he doesn't know
I
anyone.
Didn't confabulate
he
this.
No, it was like the most insane. I'm embellishing because I'm on a podcast, Nathan.
Yes, I know.
I'm not going to tell the story exactly like it happened,
well,
like as if
joke,
I'm just
right?
talking to you
like,
in my living room.
I'm telling that you're lying because you're a woman. That's the joke that I'm making, right? See, I'm gaslighting you. That's what. Okay, you don't like being gaslit. I get it.
No, yeah, it's just a personal thing.
It's a personal. I'm sorry. It just made me laugh. It made me laugh to do that. I apologize.
I guess Tom Brady, who I do consider a Florida man, said the word spaz on like a Fox News broadcast or some shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, sports. And he's like getting in trouble or whatever. Spaz is bad?
Spaz. Yeah, well, because spaz is like spastic is the medical term. And it's like, you know, if you say spaz, then you're making fun of a disability or whatever. The spastic community feels underrepresented and marginalized when you use the word
well
spaz.
But someone who's spastic really shouldn't be playing professional sports, right? So it's a dig because he's calling a professional yeah, athlete a spaz.
Obviously.
He's not calling a spaz.
It's no
that
exactly.
might be sad.
You wouldn't
Maybe.
Call you wouldn't call a spaz, would you?
I wouldn't have the heart.
No, obviously not. I just think that's so he's in trouble? Is he getting fined? What's going on?
I don't know. He's just in trouble, I guess. Who knows?
He's in trouble on Twitter.
I guess, yeah. He said sometimes, I guess he's talking about Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he played like a spaz, like a grade schooler on a sugar high, Brady said.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right.
But now he's controlled the chaos. He's like a storm coming into town, and you don't want that storm to come into this town. Okay.
But so what are people saying about that? People are like...
Just it's bad.
You
for
can't
spastics.
Say that. For
yeah.
The, yeah. Nobody is actually offended by the word spaz.
I don't
If
I
you're
don't
offended
think so.
By the word spaz, then you fucking are one. And
then
maybe
you need a
be,
new
yeah.
hobby.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. What is spaz actually even... What is spastic meaning? Spastic meaning. It means relating to or affected by muscle spasm.
Okay.
So if you're spastic,
but you can have a muscle spasm from
flail
just
flail around and shit.
It doesn't have to be a medical condition, does it? Sometimes my eye has a little spasm.
Hypertonic muscles. So cerebral palsy. So it's making fun of people
oh,
with cerebral palsy.
Okay. Well, I guess.
Well,
that's
they
not
move
so
kind
nice.
Of funny sometimes.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, it's not so nice, but like. Also, get over it. This is like, I also hear the same thing with the word midget. I got scolded for using the word midget at Thanksgiving a couple years ago by my mom, who's like, the term is achondroplasia, achondroplastic dwarf. That's what they prefer to be called. And I'm like, you literally prefer the word dwarf? What's the fucking difference? I'm talking about a person who's little. I didn't say with it like
I also have heard that they prefer little people, but here's
little
the thing.
People.
Why are we making them a they? Why are we they prefer to be called it's like
we're othering
they
them.
All want to be called the same thing? Maybe one wants to be called Wu-Tang, you know?
Huh?
I'm just saying, not every... I just think it's funny when people say things like, quote unquote, they prefer to be called... It's like every single one of them, every single person with achondroplastic, whatever it is...
Achondroplasia.
Dwarfism wants to be called
a
little
dwarf.
Person. Every single one. Not one of them wants to be called... A dwarf, not one of them wants to be called a midget. Not one of them wants to be called little guy. None of them. No, they all agree. I just think it's silly.
Damn, you could have the cerebral palsy community reclaim the word spaz.
Like, that'd be so empowering for them.
Like,
I
what's
hope
up,
do.
My spaz?
Love it.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, Tom Brady shouldn't ever, he shouldn't talk like that, piece of shit. Can't believe he said something like that. Impersonating a cop backfires spectacularly for this Florida man. October 30th. Impersonating a cop isn't very smart. Remember playing cops and robbers when you were a kid? Well, this Florida man decided it'd be a bright idea to play cop as an adult. Now, most of us know that throwing red and blue lights on your ride and pretending you're a lawman isn't just stupid, it's illegal. But this guy, let's just say, Frank Michael DiGiulio Jr. missed that memo in a big way. This fucking, you know, online journalist is doing a little
He's doing a lot.
It's a little too much editorializing, pal. That's my job. According to WFLA, a detective with the Hernando County Sheriff's Office spots a black Dodge Charger rolling by, looking suspiciously like an undercover cop car. Had all the bells and whistles, too. Black wheels, a push bar, even those sneaky clear LED lights that only show their true colors when they flash. And boy, Frank decided to flash him. So our man in the Charger hits the red and blue lights and cruises right through a red light. I have seen this shit before, by the way. I remember when we lived in New York City, I was in a taxi once that had a police siren.
Oh my God.
He was driving through traffic. He would like flash the police siren. He'd go like whoop whoop, and
did it have lights and sound or just the siren?
I don't remember if it was lights, but I swear to God, I saw the taxi driver push a button and make a police siren come out of his car.
And people got out of the way.
Yeah, I've seen. I saw a Dodge Charger like this too. Do the same thing, go through a red light and get people out of the way. But I swear to God, like it was just a dude in like a fucking like tap out shirt. It wasn't a cop.
Just a guy wearing a Monster Energy hat, huh?
Although, I would imagine a Venn diagram between people who buy tap-out shirts in 2024 and people who are police officers in the city of New York is pretty big overlap.
Yeah, big overlap. By the way, did you guys know Ed Hardy's back? Like, Affliction t-shirts and stuff, and like Ed Hardy, like teens are wearing that?
Dude, I've seen, yeah, fashion guys are dressing like it's 2006.
This was my Ed Hardy experience.
I hated it the first time.
The biggest padded bra you could ever find, the tiniest Ed Hardy shirt, a little crop top, and then the lowest jeans, and they were, let's just say, ethnic type of jeans.
Which
rhinestone? Oh, you'll figure it out. like where the fading on the jean was extreme, where it would be like really light up top, and then it would fade past the colors to like dark blue at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Do you know
that
kind?
Yeah, I do remember these.
Yeah. So you get it.
See, yeah, of course I get it.
That was my Ed Hardy outfit.
Yeah?
Yep.
Did you love yourself when you wore those clothes?
Yeah, dude.
You were really feeling it?
I was feeling it.
See,
grade.
I thought all that shit looked like fucking dog shit the first time around.
Public school in Central Florida, okay?
Yeah,
that
obviously
shit ruled.
Not. Obviously not.
Okay.
The kids in my school were wearing like fucking Aeropostale, and everyone had that stupid haircut where your hair was down over your face and then
flipped up.
At the
oh
last
my god!
Second.
How did guys do that?
I think they literally used like
a curling iron. Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it looked like fucking ass though.
It did look bad.
Not that I looked good, but you know, I was doing my own thing at least,
and still looking bad. So
yeah,
at least
nobody looks
yeah.
good at the age of 14.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Woman arrested after being caught with meth-laced gummy bears in Cape Coral.
Damn. Okay, so I've heard of weed gummies. I didn't realize that meth was like able to be suspended in gelatin like that.
All right, for our viewers, this is an important one. Tell them what this mugshot looks like.
Oh, spooky skeleton. She looks like, god damn. She was probably hot at one point in her life. Her hair looks like just crispy.
Like she got her finger stuck in an electrical socket. Like
yeah,
it
she
was
looks like
fried
Beetlejuice.
Off.
Beetlejuice. She looks like Beetlejuice.
Female Beetlejuice.
Her eyes are sunken way the fuck back into her head.
Oh, yeah.
Skin is just pulled fucking tight, taut. Taut as a fucking military mattress. Does that make sense?
It's a tight taut.
She's just got like leather skin. and hair that's made out of paper, and she looks dead. She looks like death, unfortunately.
Yeah, she does look dead. How old do you think she is?
I think she's probably 45, but she looks like 60.
Yeah.
She does. The way you described it was she looks like she stuck her finger into an electrical socket and just went...
Blasted her hair, her skin, everything. Yeah, uh-huh. Cape Coral, Florida. A woman is facing multiple drug charges after she was arrested in Cape Coral on Thursday. Cape Coral police pulled over Catherine Justine Lurchine.
Lurchine?
Lurchine.
Catherine Justine Lurchine.
43, so you were right.
43. Oh, my God.
Yes. She had one working headlight. Classic. A background check revealed that Lurchine is on probation for the following restrictions. Curfew between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Not allowed to have drugs or alcohol and not allowed to drive. And she was doing all three.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. During the interview with police. Oh, she's wanted on warrants in South Carolina and Tennessee, too, by the way. So in the interview with police, Lurchine was holding a bag of gummy bears. A canine alerted that drugs were present. Officers found a gummy bear on the front seat and a bag of Twizzlers in the car. All items were field tested and came back. All items were tested positive for methamphetamine.
Holy shit.
So the Twizzlers too?
Wow.
Wow.
She's like the candy man. She's got like a whole little store going on.
Lee County Sheriff's Office. Deputies found two baggies containing a crystal-like substance in her groin area under her clothing.
I keep it in my pussy.
It's nature's pocket.
Nature's pocket.
Yeah, so...
That's great. I love that for her.
I love that it's not, like, sinister in that it's intent to distribute to children or anything. It's just, like, because she likes a sweet thing. Like, yeah, she likes a sweet treat, and she likes, you know, to get happy,
meth
happy,
gummy
high.
Bears. That's brilliant. Meth gummy bears? Come on. Also, it wouldn't be an episode of the Florida Women podcast if we didn't have a crying baby in the back. That's a signature of our podcast.
Like the trash we are.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wait, I want to tell you one more thing.
We make fun of it, but we know what we are.
I haven't seen anything like this. Researchers in Naples capture Burmese python swallowing 77-pound deer.
Damn.
You can see this photo. It's crazy. I'll put it in the Instagram.
Yeah, show it to me.
Naples. Researchers in Naples came across a stunning sight involving a Burmese python and another animal. A group of snake hunters believed they were about to see two pythons interact. They were in for quite a shock. The researchers captured the moment of the 115-pound reptile swallowing a 77-pound white-tailed deer.
Wow. Fuck me.
As a biologist, I've never seen anything like this. We expected to someday, but we've been on the trail of this animal for over a decade. It still made us pause and reflect what we're seeing and why we're doing this.
Yeah, like why we're you know trying to cull this population of pythons, right? Because that's what they're doing. The pythons are like, you know, escaped pets or whatever that have just taken over.
Okay, so it's not like a conservation thing.
No,
an elimination thing.
Yeah, it's a scientist going like, Jesus Christ, look, they grow to the size of a car and eat fucking four-legged ungulates. You know
they
what
could
I mean?
They could eat a 12-year-old.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
77 pounds.
12-year-old is on the menu when we're talking about a Burmese python that large.
Yeesh.
I saw the photo, too. Its fucking entire face is distended to wrap around this thing. It's unbelievable.
It's wild, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's something out of like the movie Anaconda. Okay, we did have to pause because she wasn't going back to sleep. We couldn't just have a
That would be the Florida Woman podcast nightmares, but it'd be accurate.
It would be more Florida if we just left her in there screaming her head off for the rest of the episode, neglecting her, just leaving her alone. No, okay, you got us. We're good parents, actually. We don't live up to the branding. We do curse in front of her.
Yeah, that
we're
is
raising,
something we do.
We're raising her dirty. I don't really give a care. I don't really give a shit if she, like, learns to curse. That's fine. I mean, what's wrong
with
that?
She'll get in trouble at school, and then we'll get in trouble, and we'll just be like, oopsies.
Yeah, I mean, we just...
Sorry.
In my opinion, like...
We're writers, and we're linguists, and we believe in the
true.
Full...
I've always
pantheon of language
expression. That's yes. true. No, I mean, I've felt this way since I was a child. I cursed like a sailor when I was a child, and I always thought that people who thought that cursing was bad were lesser and stupid. And I still hold on to that belief, and we just explained to her, hey, listen, if you use that word, sometimes people are going to get mad at you, and you're going to get in trouble. So if you don't want to get in trouble, don't say it. But
fuck, marry, kill, the clown from It. So It.
It? Pennywise, you mean?
Pennywise. Mm-hmm. Annabelle, the haunted doll.
Kill that one. Who cares? It doesn't even have a hole.
I wasn't even done.
Okay, and...
The Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper. Marry the Grim Reaper. Obviously, because, like, untold power. Like, you become the Grim...
Reapess.
The Grim Reapess. Yeah, exactly. And then Pennywise. You gotta fuck Pennywise, because Pennywise
figure
like,
out what's going on shapeshifter. There, yeah.
You imagine what he could do down there.
Okay.
Just imagine what he could do down there. Like, best head of your life.
Yeah.
He could become an infinite mouth that just keeps sucking. God. I'm just saying.
And you're killing the doll. You made that clear.
Kill the doll. Who fucking cares? It's a doll. Throw it, light it on fire. I don't care. I have more Florida Man if you're interested.
Go.
Florida Man secured the bag, okay? Florida Man did nothing wrong. Florida Man pleads guilty in FedEx mail fraud scheme worth over $750,000.
Gorgeous.
A Florida man has pleaded guilty in a mail fraud scheme where he defrauded the FedEx Corporation by falsely claiming that high-value items were misdelivered. The scheme had a potential loss to the company of $764,250.
Wow, he swung big.
I'm struggling with my numbers here. $764,250. Something about that was so difficult to say. According to information presented in court, Sean C. Kavanaugh of Orlando, Florida, defrauded FedEx between June 2015 and September 2018 by shipping packages containing worthless goods via FedEx. He then claimed the packages were not delivered and filed claims with FedEx seeking reimbursement for the contents of the packages, a.k.a. brilliant. During that reimbursement process, Kavanaugh submitted fake invoices to FedEx that inflated the value of the contents. As a result of a scheme, Kavanaugh fraudulently obtained over $750,000. I mean, when you sometimes when I hear shit like this, I go like, instead of going like, that's bad and he should go to jail, I go like, that's genius. Now I know exactly what I'm going to do. Like, there's a little piece of my brain that lights up and goes like,
here's who I'm going to write in for president on my ballot.
All he did was, was this fucking
unfortunately,
guy.
His last name's Kavanaugh.
Mr. Kavanaugh.
He's my president.
What do you mean, unfortunately, his last name's Kavanaugh?
Well, there was another Kavanaugh. You know,
Brett Kavanaugh. Yeah, I remember him. No, this is his cousin. What did we say his name was? Mike?
His arguably Sean, more Sean. Successful, more cunning cousin, yeah, exactly. Sean.
No, but don't you? I go like sometimes when I'm walking around, like thinking about how empty my bank account is, I go like. We should get her a microphone. She could weigh in. She would probably elevate the discourse on this podcast. No, I don't. Don't you think sometimes like I should just defraud a major company?
Oh
like,
yeah, I think about that.
Unless
a lot.
You get greedy, they're not going to notice.
Yeah, he went a little. You know, $764,200.
You could have stopped at $200,000. Yeah, and they probably wouldn't have like found out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Okay, Chucky.
Chucky?
E.T.
E.T. It's not, that's not Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll include
Hannibal
him.
Lecter.
Kill Chucky. He annoys me. Punt him through the window. I think Hannibal Lecter is husband material.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great cook. He brings a lot
great
to the table. He's
in
an
wine.
Intellectual. Yeah. You'd have great conversations
kind of
over
poetic.
Dinner.
Yeah.
If you married him, he probably wouldn't kill you and eat you.
Right. That's more you of know, a,
he,
a for fun fuck thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're right. But you'd have to let him, you'd have to give him permission to go do that.
Yeah.
For fear he would, you know,
yeah,
feel
turn,
kind of
turn around
up
on
and
you.
Turn
yeah.
To
no,
you.
No, 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 no. You'd have to. I don't know. I think of him as asexual. He probably wouldn't want to fuck, and that's fine
that's
by
fine,
me.
I don't
need to
either.
Fuck him.
Yeah,
he gets his rocks off by like committing murders. Yes. So I would marry Hannibal Lecter because of his culinary skills. I would fuck E.T. because I want to see what that light up thing do. I want to see him. I want him to stick his finger out and light it up, and then
we'll see what happens from there.
Put it in me.
Okay. Good answer.
Okay. Thank you. Anyhow, yeah. United States District Court. I love that. What a funny interlude. United States District Court Judge John T. Foulkes accepted the guilty plea and set sentencing for February 20th, 2025. That time, Kavanaugh faces up to 20 years in prison for mail fraud. Mm. The oldest trick in the book. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service conducted the investigation. Acting U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee, Reagan Fondren, thanked the law enforcement partners who investigated the case, as well as Assistant U.S. Attorney Reed Manning, who's prosecuting the case. Hmm. Pour out your cup for a real one. Sean C. Kavanaugh did nothing wrong. FedEx, big companies like that deserve to be defrauded. And if you are not defrauding them, frankly, you are losing.
You're a sucker.
That's why you're poor, because you're not committing fraud. That's the official stance of the Florida Woman podcast.
Okay. Freddy Krueger, mm-hmm. Father Karras.
Father Karras, the good guy from The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the brunette witch from Hocus Pocus, the fat brown-haired witch with the silly laugh. Karras is wifey, right?
No, I don't
know.
He's
too complicated and, like, he's depressed.
Well, he's a priest. He can't do it. He couldn't do anything. He can't get married.
So he has to stay a priest?
Well, he's Father Karras. He's not going to be defrocked. He's not going to defrock himself.
But it's the love of his life.
Okay, you give your answer.
I'm marrying Father Karras. Okay. I really enjoy that.
Who are you killing?
Freddy Krueger. And I'm going to have sex with the fat little wench.
I'm also fucking the witch. I'm marrying Freddy Krueger.
Hmm.
Just because. I mean, he's the most interesting out of Father Karras, he's like racked with guilt. And he's like so, you know, and it's boring. I don't care about his, you know, he's like feels
he's
for
like
his
a,
mother.
He's like a sensitive
and he's got
like hot boy.
Yeah, he's a sensitive hot boy. He's boo, like a boring. Only girls like that shit. Girls don't know what they... girls don't know what's good for them. I'm not into that.
I like my men racked with guilt. It's kind of fun.
I like my men robust and powerful and covered from head to toe with third-degree burns.
And knives for fingers
yeah,
is what I like.
Knives for fingers. I like them to be dream demons. They can visit me at any time. Oh, man. Okay. This is so depraved. We're talking about this shit in front of our beautiful one-year-old daughter who's learning to speak.
Yeah, we should get off of it.
Yeah.
Do you have any more depravity to
Stevie
unravel?
Say fuck Mary.
No, no, no. Don't say anything like it.
Okay, so Nosferatu the vampire. Count Dracula. We're going to do all vampires. And then Brad Pitt from Interview with a Vampire.
Okay. So Count Dracula from, like, Count Chocula?
Dracula. Like...
Okay, so
from
regular
literature.
Dracula.
You didn't read any fucking books, did you? Have you ever read a book?
Well, it's taking
Miss
me a while.
Miss Florida Woman.
Okay, so wait. So Nosferatu?
Yeah, the bald guy with the long fingers.
Okay. I'm marrying regular Dracula.
You're marrying Count Dracula.
Count Dracula.
Vlad.
He comes with a house, unlimited wealth.
He does have a big spooky castle.
You don't want me to marry him? You don't?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And also, like, you get a lot of alone time. Like, you can do your own thing during the day.
He's
only awake at night.
Yeah,
he's so
only
around just, like, you know, fuck and, like, do nightly stuff, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, you have to sleep, and he understands that. So you really only see him a few hours a day, which would be ideal for sort of a Dracula.
You kind of can't leave, though. You can't leave the castle. It's a big
castle.
No,
you can leave. No, you can leave during the day. Yeah.
How? What do you mean?
You walk out. What's how?
Well, hasn't he turned you into a vampire?
No.
You're just yourself.
Yeah.
He just has a fucking person living in his house that he has no interest in feeding on?
No, yeah.
Because you're married.
Yeah. Well, he has a little interest in it. Like, you know, it kind of makes him horny to think about, but like, he's not going to.
It's like a dead bedroom.
No, it's a very spicy bedroom, but I just mean like it gets him off a little that he can smell your blood, you know?
Oh.
But like, so he's not going to do it.
You're like incense.
Yeah, kind of.
You make his house smell good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then
I think that I definitely have to have sex with Brad Pitt, so that's happening. And then it's fun. It's in New Orleans. Like, that's all very exciting. Yeah,
that's right.
I would love a tryst in New Orleans with Brad. Marry Vlad. Fuck Brad. And just, kill the long-fingered, pale-faced German one.
Okay. I'm taking the fingers again, just like with E.T. I want those fingers. So I'm fucking him. I'm marrying Brad Pitt. I believe his name is Lestat. Louis. He's Louis. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Tom Cruise is Lestat. He's Louis. I'm gonna fuck him for sure, and then I'm gonna kill Vlad Dracula just to say that I did.
I get his castle.
Oh, what's the guy's fucking name? Van Helsing. I'm Van Helsing.
Shit, I should have thought of that.
Yeah, you stab. you get. Wait, did I say I'd fuck Nosferatu or marry him?
You said you'd fuck him.
Fuck Nosferatu.
You said you were interested in to see what the fingers could do. Again, with the fingers.
And then he's. Okay, my daughter's rightfully saying that I should stop talking about this evil nonsense. And I think that's it. Yep, you're totally right. I think that's a good moment to wrap up this particular episode of the Florida Woman Podcast. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a very, very spooky, scary Halloween, and that your house was not swept away or damaged by hurricanes, and that it remains that way, and that you get lots of candy and no razor blades.
We love you.
Goodbye. Mwah.